Inspiring solutions to save America, one show at a time. Are you ready to get on board?
They believe that they can destroy this bond that exists between you and Trump if they somehow make Trump look bad, make Trump look like a reprobate, embarrass you about Trump. They can't do it because you came before Trump. Desperately want Trump gone, and I know that they desperately want it codified that Trump cannot run again, because make no mistake, they remain scared to death of you, and they remain scared to death of Trump. Trump, 75 million, 80 million votes, and I'm going to tell you, you're not going anywhere. Even if Trump does, you're not. Which I think remains one of our big campaign strengths going forward. They can't separate you from Trump. And more importantly, they can't separate you from the ideas. They can't separate you from MAGA. They can't separate you from Make America Great Again.
From sea to shining sea, 3 hours of bold truth and excellence. The Wendy Bell Radio Program.
Welcome back, my friends. Hour number two of the Wendy Bell Radio Program on the clock. Great to have you, especially if you're on the podcast. If you're listening on the podcast today, welcome. We're very, very close to having 2 million downloads. That's crazy. Easy to find, Wendy Bell Radio, wherever you get your favorite listening material. Give us a like, a follow, a share, a 5-star review. But thanks for just being here. We appreciate you. So in this war, you know, when I look at so many of these stories out there, they're so simple. Right? All these things that have become so dumb and complex are so inherently simple. And along the way, they get molested, the ideas do, by do-gooder virtue signalers of suck, who rely on emotion and twisting of things to try to get you to behave or respond in a certain way, which is almost always detrimental to we the people. Right? If you're a parent and you're like, you know what, I really don't want my kids to learn about oral sex in elementary school. I mean, I might just be old fashioned, but I'm going to go with that. And they're like, what? You're an anti blah, blah, blah. You're a book burner, right? You say, well, I kind of want to just know that when I vote and I go and I vote in person, 5 people who either are not from this country or who have not registered and are mailing in an alleged ballot aren't stealing my vote. Ugh, you're a conspiracy theorist, right? And if you want the border to be secure, because that's common sense and everybody knows why, and we don't need to go over the 17,000 reasons why, you're a danger to the overall plan. Please do not tell me that there are people out there who believe that Joe Biden and his administration cutting through razor wire is the equivalent of America First or American exceptionalism or caring about anybody in this country, because of course it's not. And I love the people who are like, oh my gosh, Donald Trump needs to get a moderate on the ticket with him, because if he can't get more common sense, like middle of the ground people over, he's going to lose. Really? Is there a degree of cheating that is that great? God, I hope not. This retaliation, though, at the border is indicative of the suck. Did you hear about the border showdown? Biden administration stopping the approval of LNG exports, liquefied natural gas, in retaliation of Texas's defiance, says land commissioner. So you have your federal government going actually to war with a state that it has been allowed, that is allowed to be overrun by millions and millions of strangers. Really. And I want you to know, before we even get into this, Texas makes a lot of money off of its liquefied natural gas exports. It is baked into the fabric and the budget of the state. It's of vital importance. Again, America's largest exporter, the third largest in the world. And Joe Biden just said, suck it. You're not allowed to sell it anymore because you want to protect your border. Ew. So some just released data from the Texas Oil and Gas Association. The Texas oil and natural gas industry every year pays $15 to $16 billion in state and local taxes and state royalties. All right, this data from 2021. So this article I'm reading is a little dated, but you can understand. Where does all of the money go? How do they rely on it so much? Well, $15.8 billion translates to well over $43 million every day. Both state royalties and production taxes increased by more than 20% in fiscal year 2021. Taxes are through the roof. Do you know where it goes? In fiscal year 2021, Texas school districts received $1.84 billion in property taxes from mineral properties producing oil and natural gas, the pipelines, the gas utilities. Counties received $640 million in these property taxes. Joe Biden is saying, you know, that's unfortunate that you wanted to play. Because you're not going to be selling that anytime soon. Really, let's read this. Texas Land Commissioner Don Buckingham says President Joe Biden's recent decision to stop approval of liquefied natural gas exports looks more like retaliation than a sound policy decision. You know what? I wish we had some more forceful communicators out there. I think Ms. Buckingham should say, this plan sucks. It's anti-Texas. It's anti-American. It's all about Barack Obama being a sniveling globalist who hates this country and wants to destroy it and bring Texas to its knees. Next question. That's what I want. Looks a little more like retaliation. You think? Biden's announcement came one day after Texas took a bold stand in defending our border against foreign invaders. Biden announced January 26th he was placing a, quote, temporary pause on pending decisions of liquefied natural gas exports. Why would you do that? The state has not budged on opening up that park that you well know of, Shelby Park, that had seized state property and banned DHS and Border Patrol agents from being there. It was one of the major areas where folks were slipping through the checkpoints, sliding across into Texas. Quote, Texas is the largest exporter of natural gas in the nation and the third in the world. This reckless federal decision made merely a day after Texas took a bold stand in defending our border against foreign invaders. Seems like retaliation. Buckingham serves as commissioner of the Texas General Land Office, overseeing over 13 million acres of mineral-rich land. Severance taxes from production rights are used by the state of Texas to fund education. Of course. Of course Joe Biden wants that stopped, right? Every single move this administration makes is anti-American, anti-democracy. It's never for the kids. It's never to make you safe or secure. It's never about anything other than the destruction of America from within. Texas, let's see here. I want to read you what the statement from the Biden administration was. Joe Biden on decision to pause pending approvals of liquefied natural gas exports. This is direct from the administration. In every corner of the country and the world, people are suffering the devastating toll of climate change. That's what they're going to bake this into. Climate change. That's why we're going to withhold these exports, the okay to export. It's doing something terrible to the earth. That's the excuse. Are you so stupid that you would believe that? Of course not. Historic hurricanes and floods wiping out homes, businesses, and houses of worship. Wildfires destroying whole neighborhoods. Mm-hmm. And forcing families to leave their communities. Record temperatures affecting the lives and livelihood of millions of Americans, especially the most vulnerable. What does that have to do with liquefied natural gas, you ask? Exactly. From day one, my administration has set the United States on an unprecedented course to tackle the climate crisis at home and abroad, securing the largest climate investment in the history of the world. Unlocking clean energy breakthroughs that suck, excuse me, that will power a clean economy and create thousands of jobs. You see what they're doing, right? There always has to be a victim. Oh my God, people are suffering. There always has to be a cause. You and liking fossil fuels is destroying the planet. And so we're going to swoop in and we're going to save the day. Really? You guys falling for that? Texas isn't. Oh no. I cannot wait for the convoy. That's set to be arriving there imminently. When we come back on the Wendy Bell Radio program, we've got to open the door to crazy Eugene Carroll, if you guys were vague on what I was talking about there. You know, it turns out that Donald Trump isn't the only person she's accused of sexual assault, rape, and et cetera, et cetera. We got so much to chew on with this woman. Oh boy, buckle up. It's next on the Wendy Bell Radio Network. All right, so crazy Eugene Carroll accused several men of sexual abuse, including Les Moonves, the guy who used to be the CEO of CBS. Is he still? I have no idea. I don't care. And it's so interesting that this woman who just got, she was told, you know what? Because Donald Trump hurt your feelings and says he doesn't remember you, even though there's no corroborating evidence about your alleged sexual assault in a Bergdorf Dorfman's or whatever the hell it's called. Department store dressing room. There's nothing that is demonstrable. There's no corroborating evidence. There's no DNA. There's no nothing other than a woman who got butt hurt because she got old and got fired from her stupid columnist job at Elle. Yeah? Sorry, facts are facts. We all have a lifespan in terms of longevity in our individual fields. Trust me, I know that. 83 million. So stupid. But we're learning more about this cat. She's very interesting. For some strange reason, this news did not make the news. No headlines in the Trump-hating media. Eugene Carroll has accused several men of sexual assault, including a babysitter's boyfriend, a dentist, a camp counselor, a college. Oh my gosh, this is on and on. Let's see. The National Pulse reporting. Carroll is claimed to have been assaulted by numerous men other than Donald Trump, including, as I just said, a babysitter's boyfriend, a dentist, a camp counselor, an unnamed college date, an unnamed boss, and CBS chief executive Les Moonves. Her lawsuit against Donald Trump was funded by Democrat billionaire Reid Hoffman, the same guy who was bankrolling Nikki Haley. Come on, right? We're trying to confirm all of the reported accusations, so says the Gateway pundit. We know for certain that she has accused the former CBS CEO of sexual assault. Moonves, for his part, emphatically denies Carroll's account. So let's just say this, all right? What you need to know about Eugene Carroll that you haven't been told in your mainstream media, that she couldn't recall the date, the month, the season, or even the year this alleged rape in the dressing room happened. What? She never told anyone about it, despite being publicly obsessed with her own sexuality. The dress that she claims to have been wearing didn't even exist at the time. Her description of the dressing room at Bergdorf Goodman was inaccurate, making her sequence of events impossible. Her lawsuit, banked by Jeffrey Epstein buddy and Democrat Nikki Haley mega donor Reid Hoffman. Democrats actually created a law called the Adult Survivors Act in 2022 to enable her lawsuit to proceed. Her accusation is the exact plot line of an episode of Law and Order, which is one of her favorite shows. Trump's Apprentice was also one of her favorite shows. She's got a history of falsely accusing men of rape. She told Anderson Cooper, most people think of rape as being sexy, even though the judge prevented anybody in the jury from seeing that little televised debacle. And she made a career promoting promiscuity, even writing glowingly of sexual assault and naming her cat Vagina. Other than that, I'm sure everything about this was on the up and up, right? What? It's so absolutely ridiculous. Well, so let's bring in a little Nikki Haley. Nikki Haley, some people say we need her on the ticket. She's going to bring us moderates. No, she's not. Come on, man. This is what Nikki Haley had to say after the jury came back with an $83.3 million award, for E. Jean Carroll for something that didn't happen, that she can't recall, has no proof of. What? Nikki Haley thinks the judgment was, it was reasonable. She trusts that jury pool. Listen.
The jury has now ruled. They have found him liable of sexual abuse. Do you not trust the jury and their findings, Ambassador?
I absolutely trust the jury, and I think that they made their decision based on the evidence. I just don't think that should take him off the ballot. I think the American people will take him off the ballot. I think that's the best way to go forward, is not let him play the victim, let him play the loser. That's what we want him to do at the end of the day.
Wow. So everybody out there who thinks there's so much chaos around Donald Trump, I just don't think we could go through another 4 more years of that. I think America is ready for a change. Really? You want that to be your change? Because that, I guess, is sort of like Barack Obama in a skirt. It's the same thing. Is that not disgusting? They made their decision based on the evidence. She doesn't even know that there is none. And that woman wants to be president of the United States. Well, how about hell no? Nice try, Nikki. When we come back, it's not just what we're learning about E. Jean Carroll and about her past and about this case. It's about the judge. Oh boy. Get ready. I got it for you next on the Wendy Bell Radio Network. Hey! Welcome back to the Wendy Bell Radio Network, my friends. How about this headline? New York Post. So this thing over the weekend, this ridiculous thing where, because Donald Trump said he did not know E. Jean Carroll, she's not my type, right? Because he has said things about her saying, she's making this up. I've never done anything with anybody ever like this. What are you doing? A woman who has a history of pointing her she is why I said the Me Too movement was dangerous. Because she obviously has something going on. I can't diagnose it. I'm not a shrink, but I can look at it and say, ladies and gentlemen, that's not normal. I think if you paid attention to Christine Blasey Ford and her allegations against Brett Kavanaugh, you could see, sister, something's going on here with you. Your problem is not with Brett Kavanaugh. But you can't ruin somebody's life because something happened to you somewhere. Or you invented it. Who knows? This judge, however, in this case, well, some information about this guy, Lewis Kaplan, has come forward. His fingerprints are all over some pretty high-profile cases, by the way, that seem to repeatedly and astonishingly, it's such a shocker, benefit the deep state. So here's your headline from the New York Post: Trump lawyers to use conflict of interest between the judge and E. Jean Carroll's attorney in appeal of this ridiculous $83.3 million jury verdict, which clearly is just insane. $83 million. That is called the politicization of justice. It's not just what happened to the January 6th defendants. It's not just warfare and lawfare. This is unhinged. They are doing to the justice system what Tony Fauci did to science, sullying it, dragging it through the mud so that all of us doubt whether justice even exists. So let's talk about this judge, Lewis Kaplan. Donald Trump's lawyers will use an insane and previously unknown conflict of interest between E. Jean Carroll's lawyer and the judge presiding over her defamation case against the former president as the basis of their appeal, seeking to toss the eye-popping $83.3 million jury verdict. Now, don't you think, if you were the judge in the case, and you not only were former colleagues with or of the prosecuting attorney, you were considered that individual's mentor. Do you think that that might come up in some of these pretrial things where you might recuse yourself and say, you know what? I know these people really well. I have a bias. You would think in a just world. But that train left the station a long time ago. Trump lawyer Alina Habba said she was unaware Manhattan federal judge Lewis Kaplan and Carroll's lawyer Roberta Kaplan, not related in any way, worked together in the early 1990s at the same powerhouse white shoe law firm. She didn't know about it until Saturday when a columnist for the New York Post asked her about it. He said he was told by a source the judge was once Roberta Kaplan's mentor. It was never disclosed. It's insane and so incestuous, Habba said in response, insisting neither the 79-year-old judge nor Roberta Kaplan, 57-year-old counsel, who aren't related, disclosed this conflict of interest and a violation of judicial ethics rules. I mean, it's kind of basic. When you can't even at 101 tell the truth, When Jamal Bowman can't at the very beginning say, oh yeah, that was me. I pulled that fire alarm. It was so weird. I thought that I was going to open this door. So odd how that, even though I was a principal and we did fire drills all the time and I know what fire alarms look like. Yeah. Uh-huh. Why wouldn't you have disclosed that? Because you suck. Because everything that you do sucks. And America is watching, especially younger people. Roberta Kaplan worked at Paul, Weiss, Rifkin, Warden, and Garrison in Midtown from 1992 to 2016 before leaving to become a founding partner of Kaplan, Heckler, and Fink, or Hecker and Fink, according to her LinkedIn page. Alina Habba, this is news to us. Had no idea that these two, the judge and the lead attorney on the prosecution side, knew each other, are friends, and are obviously connected. The fact that it wasn't disclosed is an ethics violation. Well, turns out during her early years at Paul Weiss, Kaplan worked as an associate, this is the lawyer, of the firm as this same time as Judge Kaplan, who was a partner there until 1994. When he was appointed to the federal bench by then President Bill Clinton. Zach Sawyer, a rep for Roberta Kaplan, the attorney, insisted no conflict exists. Well, I feel much better now, Zach. Thanks so much. You know, for a minute there, I thought this was all like sort of rigged because it sucks so royally. I was like, oh my goodness, something's going on that's fishy. But you say, nah, it's all good. And I feel so much better. A former Paul Weiss partner who asked not to be named said, like all associates at the firm, Roberta Kaplan did her best to distinguish herself before partners, including Lewis Kaplan. Lou was like her mentor, claimed the former partner. Messages left with Judge Kaplan's chambers and a rep for Paul Weiss were not returned Saturday. On Friday, Judge Kaplan oversaw the staggering $83.3 million judgment award to Carol in Manhattan federal court by a jury of 5 men and 4 women. The jury found Trump liable for slandering Carol in 2019 when he dismissed her sexual assault claims as a hoax and called her a whack job. So now, to every parent out there of a son, you've been warned. Any young lady out there, or tranny guy who wants to pretend he's a girl, who wants to claim whether or not it ever happened, whether or not there is any proof, whether or not there is anybody to corroborate it, whether or not your story falls apart on the stand. If a woman says you raped her, and she's a Democrat, she can take you for everything you're worth. Scary as balls. But it gets better, because this Judge Kaplan guy also presided over a couple pretty big cases that you might be familiar with, and neither of which went in a just way. Gateway Pundit. Who is Bill Clinton appointed Judge Lewis Kaplan, the judge in the E. Jean Carroll case? Well, let's find out. Bill Clinton appointee, presided over a defamation case involving Donald Trump, E. Jean Carroll, blah, blah, blah. Friday, $83 million, yada, yada. Well, let's find out what else. Last year, Judge Kaplan found Trump's appeal in one of Carroll's defamation lawsuits to be frivolous. I guess when you say, I don't know who that is, I sure as hell didn't have some sexual escapade in a dressing room in a department store during the middle of the day. Well, frivolous. Judge Kaplan has also allowed E. Jean Carroll to sue President Trump for alleged rape. What else? He's known for his involvement in high-profile cases, including the lawsuit against Prince Andrew? Wait, what? That was Judge Kaplan, who signed court papers formally dismissing the sexual abuse case against Prince Andrew after the lawyers on both sides asked for a dismissal. At the time, NPR had reported U.S. District Judge Lewis Kaplan signed court papers dismissing the August lawsuit after lawyers on both sides asked him to do so earlier in the day. You remember what that settlement was? Yeah. All of a sudden, Prince Andrew, who never admitted to having sex with Virginia Giuffre, decided to give boatloads of money to her charity and come out and wish her only the best. Judge Kaplan allowed that to happen. Away with you all now. Away with you. Seemed like the only person who had stones in that case was Queen Elizabeth at the time, who decided to take away Prince Andrew's royal title and basically excommunicate him from the royal family. The Gateway Pundit reported that after, this is even better. How about this? In 2022, Judge Lewis Kaplan was assigned to the Sam Bankman-Fried cryptocurrency case. Wait, what? You know, the same Sam Bankman-Fried who Ponzi schemed people out of their life savings and stole billions of dollars from people, leaving them destitute, and then gave that money as the second largest donor to Democrats behind George Soros, right? This same Lewis Kaplan presided over that. What? Oh, yeah. This is the same Lewis Kaplan who allowed Sam Bankman-Fried to go home to his parents' California house that's worth $4 million instead of being locked up like the scumbag that he is. Does that seem fair and just to you? We have January 6th defendants who weren't even in Washington, D.C. on January 6th, who corrupt judges in corrupt courtrooms with corrupt jury pools sentenced them to essential life terms for not what they did, but what they could do in the future. What? Ladies and gentlemen, sounds like we've got a Judge Lewis Kaplan issue on our hands. Sam Bankman-Fried destroyed people's lives. He'll likely never, ever be found guilty of anything, nor will he actually serve the time that he deserves to spend as the rat that he is. Connect the dots much? When we come back, ladies and gentlemen, let's go one step further. We got to get some more granular detail on Sam Bankman-Fried's sweetheart situation. That's how some people get treated by Lewis Kaplan, just not Donald Trump. Next on the Wendy Bell Radio Network. The relentless persecution of people who don't agree with them, people who are not socialist, Marxist, communist, progressivist, people who suck, people who are members of the uniparty swamp, people who are rhinos, who say they have your values but prove to you every single day that they do not. It's all out war against you. It's war against these. We, the people, are the ones who are fighting back. And they know what they're up against. When you've got judges, when you have juries, when you can control the outcome of something, when you're allowed to introduce phony baloney evidence or evidence that is damning to you is prevented from being presented before the jury, that's not justice. They've molested everything. They've ruined the media. They've ruined medicine. They've ruined common sense. And it's not okay. This Sam Bankman-Fried guy, he's a dope. He's a slovenly, disheveled, curly-haired klutz who was able to be in a position protected by the suck because he was a conduit through which money traveled. He's the equivalent of our Ukraine, right? Except he was the launderer, stealing it from people who gave him money, who thought they were investing in something crypto. What they were really doing was giving their money to Democrats running for office through Sam Bankman-Fried. Not to mention him squandering it to some ridiculous degree. Except he's gonna get away with it. FTX's Sam Bankman-Fried out of jail and off to parents' mansion in California. This is an article from a few weeks ago. This is the doing of this judge. I mean, if you even in your mind's eye, if you just close your eyes and you're like, all right, so what do we have? What does E. Jean Carroll have against Donald Trump? Well, nothing, right? Except his name. The hatred for one man is so deep and seething and gross that it infiltrates once noble industries and institutions, and has made a mockery. It's like doing a scientific experiment and then introducing all sorts of new variables towards the end of it. You can conclude nothing, and everything that you've done up until that point now has been tainted. And now I have real questions about any kind of science. So be it with this. It appears Sam Bankman-Fried made too much money for too many politicians to be tried for his crypto Ponzi scheme. This is likely why the corrupt Southern District of New York took over his trial. Took over his trial! He went to court in New York City, was released to his parents' freaking house in California. Her house secured his bond along with perhaps an additional sum of money, a home worth reportedly $4 million. His parents are professors. He bought them that house. Wow, that sounds like a terrible punishment. Don't you think? They went to people's homes. Barack Obama and this whole scheme of January 6th, facilitated by people like Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and Maxine Waters and Adam Schiff and Benny Thompson and Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger okayed the heavy rollout of FBI SWAT teams to shake down people like Mark Houck, a dad of seven, to wake him up in a pre-dawn raid with long guns, armored vehicles, body armor, when a phone call probably would have gotten him wherever they wanted him to go. They will hunt down people who love their children, who believe in life, who are common sense and conservative. And they will let dirtbags who steal from others get away with it. One of the most glaring examples of this ridiculous dichotomy, justice, you're going to hear about in the next hour. How is it possible for Peter Navarro, who was a Donald Trump advisor during his presidency, how is it possible that he could be sentenced to spend months in prison for refusing to appear before the corrupt January 6th committee? The same corrupt January 6th committee that deleted terabytes of data, encrypted emails, and erased every single video interview with every single witness that you and I paid $18 million for. Peter Navarro gets sent to prison. Are you surprised that Donald Trump was slapped with $83 million? For saying that E. Jean Carroll was a whack job and not his type. Chew on that. Because the flip side of Peter Navarro's prison sentence is a truly devious dirtbag behind the leaking of 7,800 people's tax documents. Do you think he'll go to prison? Hold your breath. Next on the Wendy Bell Radio Network.